All right. You're listening to Green Left Radio on 3CR 855 AM. So good morning, Naomi.
Hello. Good
morning. Okay, I'll just pass it on to Zane to introduce you.
Yes. Welcome, listeners. We've got Naomi Hodgson on the line. Naomi is a founding member of the new iteration of Rising Tide, which is this kind of freshly rebooted staunch climate activist climate action group based in Mullumbimby, Newcastle. And that area, as listeners may know, is home to the world's biggest coal port. Rising Tide utilises non-violent direct action tactics to protest ongoing coal exports. And Naomi's a spokesperson for Rising Tide, and they're having a Camp for Climate Action up there in Mullumbimby, Newcastle, from the 14th to the 17th of April. Welcome, Naomi.
Thanks so much for having me, Zane.
Oh, it's bloody good to have you on the air. So can we just begin, actually, before we get to the upcoming Camp for Climate Action, can you just give us a bit of a overview of the history of Rising Tide?
Yeah. So Rising Tide was one of the first grassroots climate groups in Australia and probably the first to use non-violent direct action tactics, particularly on the coal industry. We were originally a bunch of forest activists and then started working together as Rising Tide on the coal export industry in 2005. And we held dozens of actions, countless, from small to large groups of people, and were highly active until about 2012. And then our founding members started working on different climate campaigns and research, and the group fizzled out about then, so we reformed and relaunched in November last year because we saw a big gap in the climate movement for the type of radical but diverse and inclusive actions that Rising Tide used to facilitate, and also because, obviously, the time to prevent catastrophic climate breakdown is absolutely running out, and we've reformed to do what is necessary.
Yeah, 100%. And, of course, the original iteration of Rising Tide linked up with other grassroots climate groups to organise the first Australian Camp for Climate Action way back in 2008. Can't believe that was 15 years ago. Can you just remind listeners of some of what happened at that climate camp back then?
Yeah, it really was an amazing time for the movement. First one in 2008, it was massive. There was around 500 people camping in a public park right in town in Mullumbimby, with a massive program of workshops and forums on climate issues and solutions and movement strategy. And the final day, the fifth day, was a massive non-violent direct action involving over 1,000 people targeting one of the three coal export terminals that make up the world's biggest coal port here, the one that happened to be walking distance from our camp, and it was a really incredible day. It was diverse and festive and colourful, and about 60 people from the crowd, including myself, chose to put ourselves in an arrestable position and go over the fence into the rail line where a coal train had already been stopped because of knowledge of our action. So we held out coal exports for the entire day, and I think, yeah, everyone was really empowered and inspired by what we could achieve when we come together.
Yeah, brilliant. Now, can you give listeners a bit of an overview about the Camp for Climate Action that's happening this year? What's going to be on the agenda? I'm guessing more workshops, more non-violent direct action.
Yeah, absolutely. So Climate Camp 2023 will be from April 14th to 17th. It's about regathering and rebuilding force amongst the grassroots climate movement. It's to listen and skill share, network and strategize, and build power for bigger actions that are coming, that we're planning to follow. So it will be 3 nights and 4 days of camping and community living, and workshops and forums on issues relevant to the movement and what we need to do to ramp up our power and start to win on our demands. So it's going to be a bit shorter than the original one, and the third day will be a mass non-violent direct action targeting coal exports. So I can't talk about the specifics of that plan, but there will be many different types of roles for people, including those who want to contribute with fun, art or theatre, or for those who are less mobile, or people with small kids, and also for people who choose to put themselves in a position to disrupt the industry and who are willing to be arrested.
Yeah, nice. I'd be keen to hear some of your reflections as someone who's been involved for, heck, nearly, you know, it's coming up on 20 years that we've been plugging away doing this stuff. I'd be keen to hear some of your reflections on these really big climate strikes that we saw around the world just before the pandemic, including in Mother Bimba, Newcastle.
Yeah, it's a really good question. I think that was an incredible time of momentum for climate action in Australia and across the world, with like a great diversity of the population coming together, including it from the unions, which really brought a lot of power. But I think it was the moral authority that young people have on this issue to lead the climate movement, and their call to action behind those strikes was just so powerful. So in Newcastle, we had about 10,000 people striking and marching together, and I think that made it per capita one of the biggest mobilisations in the country, and it was really incredible. It shows the breadth of concern on climate and reflects what we know from polling that's been seen consistently across the years and growing, that a majority of Australians are concerned about climate change, and about 25% consider themselves to be alarmed. The pandemic has definitely dampened the momentum that was generated at that time back in 2019. But since then, there's been the mega fires and the mega floods, and we know that Australia's climate alarm has actually deepened. So, yeah, in terms of rebuilding social movement momentum, that's going to take work, and we're here in Rising Tide in Mama Bimba to do that work.
Ken Harris. Naomi, could you, like, I'm living in Melbourne these days, but I'm originally from Newcastle. Can you just emphasise for listeners the extent to which activists have this opportunity open to converge upon Mother Bimba and physically block literally the world's biggest coal port? I feel like that's a bit underutilised. It's yeah, like a big sitting duck. Rising Tide has done all this groundwork, knows where all of the Achilles' heels are, as it were, and the good spots to get in there and jam things up. It can't just be up to Rising Tide. Like, I think Newcastle activists punch above your weight and should be very proud of the work you do. But there's so much potential if people from across the land can converge upon Newcastle, isn't it?
Yeah, I like the way you put it, a big old sitting duck. Yeah, totally. The world's biggest coal port, and happens to be in a major population centre on the East Coast, like sort of, you know, right between, right within our most of Australia's population. So it's very accessible. It's a great target. It's, depending on the year and how much coal is exported in the year, it's like close to equal of Australia's entire domestic emissions in terms of emissions equivalent once that coal is exported and burnt. And the impact, of course, doesn't discriminate on the climate. It's burnt in this world, enters our atmosphere, changes our climate, comes back to us as fires and floods and other climate disasters, and also undermines global climate justice around the world. So it's a brilliant target, and one that has the power to build the strength and diversity and power and numbers of the climate movement if we use it. So, yeah, that's what Rising Tide is reformed to do. Like, we need a flagship target and a landmark conflict. We need something that can unite people and build mass numbers that can have the power to shift the politics and break the control of the fossil fuel industry over our democracy. So, the tool that we're using this time to build that power is a climate defence pledge. We've launched this pledge, and we're seeking 10,000 plus people to commit to engage in nonviolent direct action against coal exports, or to actively support those who do so. So it's a way of inspiring engagement, because we consider that the call for 10,000 people will inspire people through safety and power in numbers. And we also think that this is the type of movement scale that is needed to really shift the politics and create transformational change in the short amount of time that we have left.
Mm. Yeah, that's a good point you raise about safety in numbers, because the New South Wales government has been really clamping down horrendously on climate and environment activists in the last couple of years, haven't they?
Yeah, that's right. It is horrendous, and I think that the pandemic has contributed to the dynamics where there's been small numbers of people taking highly disruptive action. And one of the things we're trying to do is get back to the scale where there's like hundreds and then thousands of people participating in disruptive action or actively supporting those who are doing so, because it's then that we will have the power to materially disrupt and impact their operations, but also even more significantly have the social license to shift the politics and win the support of the broader public for the actions that we're doing, and make it politically untenable to continue to support fossil fuel expansion or the continuation of our current fossil fuel dependence. Mm.
Now, how can people in Naarm, in Melbourne, or in other parts of the country, how can they help promote the upcoming Camp for Climate Action? Is there posters or stuff that people can get posted out? How can they get that from Rising Tide?
Yeah, there are posters. If you get in touch with us through our Facebook page or our website, so it's Rising Tide Newcastle on Facebook or risingtide.org.au. We can send out materials, but also just hit going if you can make it. If you can make it to Mullumbimba, Newcastle, in April, hit going on the Facebook event. Invite people in your networks. Have conversations to spread the word. Organise a little contingent. We don't expect it's going to be at the scale that it was in 2008, because the movement is at a different point, but it is going to be a massive step forward towards building the power that we need to rebuild the diversity and breadth of disruptive grassroots climate action in this continent. Just getting involved and starting that process. And I'll also do a shout out to one of the events that we're planning later in the year, which is a 2-day blockade of the coal port. There's been 11 day-long blockades so far, happening since 2005 up until last year, and they're always like really fun and inherently disruptive protests where hundreds of people paddle out in kayaks and all types of vessels on the coal port, really safe and inclusive as well, and a great event. But now the Port Corporation, they just close off coal exports for the day, and the police know what's happening, and it's disruptive, but it's not escalatory. So in November, mid-November, we haven't set the exact dates yet, but we're going to do a 2-day blockade of the coal port and really escalate. So we're hoping that people will come from all over the country to participate in that big event as
yes.
well.
Yes, brilliant. All right. Well, thanks heaps for speaking with us this morning. More strength to your arm, and keep plugging away, and hopefully people from across the land can mobilise for Climate Camp from April
14
to 17.
Awesome. Thanks so much,
Zane. Cheers. All right. Yes, Naomi Hodgson there from Rising Tide up in Mullumbimba, Newcastle.